He's the man for his time and place. He fits right in there.
Ooh, it's time for Detox Mansion with Bob Angel.
He sounded a lot like Casey Kasem 3 months after he died.
Not happy about that, but that, you know.
I've noticed a lot of dead air. Is that normal for a broadcast?
Yes, your friend Bob.
We will not tolerate that type of moral inadequacy.
Bob Angel's Detox Mansion.
Have you been drinking, or is that just your voice?
A 91.5 WMFO.
Here's a serious question. Should I go out and get a head injury to sound more like you?
Tufts Freeform Radio.
With me, oh, tiptoe from the garden, by the garden, of the willow tree, and tiptoe through the tulips with me.
Hello, my dear friends. 11:03, visiting hours to Detox Mansion. People been messing with microphones here. We've got to fix this. Sorry for the noise. All right, because I have to have things a certain way when I do my shows. That's it, man. I draw the line at messed up microphones. All right, so that was Tiny Tim, by the way. So we were talking. I was one of the musicians that was here yesterday for Live Day. You know, what a fantastic day it was of live broadcast, live musicians, live Studio D cranked up, Studio A going, studio. We had guys in Studio C. It was just a wonderful day, which was... organized largely by Mike Newman and I and other people. Bob Donovan was doing the great sound, and it was just a wonderful, wonderful day. I can't say enough about it. So we got some artists from that. Hopefully we'll get in today. We lost Paul Barriere just yesterday, late yesterday, and I'm going to be doing a little tribute to Paul. We'll be listening to some Little Feet, and... as I'm trying to get caught up. And so let's get rolling. We've been checking out the new Beatles Abbey Road release, which sounds fantastic. And I actually haven't played anything on the air from the actual album itself. I'm doing the outtakes. This is take 7 of The Ballad of John and Yoko. It's just John and Paul. But they're talking about other folks too. So let's listen in on John and Paul at Abbey Road Studios.
Mal, un string avec kaput mal.
Okay. It got a bit faster, Ringo.
Okay, George.
Okay.
Okay.
ticket to Holland or France. The man in the Mac says you've got to go back. You know they didn't even give us a chance. Christ, you know it ain't easy. You know how hard it can be. The way things are going, they're gonna crucify me. Finally made the plane into Paris, honeymooning down by the Seine. Peter Brown called and said, you can make it okay. You can get married in Gibraltar in Spain. Christ, you know it ain't easy. You know how hard it can be. The way things are going, they're gonna crucify me. Drove from Paris to the Amsterdam Hilton, talking in our beds for a week. The newspaper said, say what you're doing in bed. I said, we're only trying to get us some peace. Christ, you know it ain't easy. You know how hard it can be. The way things are going, they're gonna crucify me. Saving up your money for a rainy day, giving all your clothes to charity. Last night the wife said, oh boy, when you're dead, you don't take nothing with you but your soul. Think. Made a lightning trip to Vienna, eating chocolate cake in a bag. Newspaper said, she's gone to his head. They look just like two gurus in drag. Christ, you know it ain't easy. You know how hard it can be. The way things are going, they're gonna crucify me. Caught the LA plane back to London, 50 acorns tied in a sack. The man from the press said, we wish you success. It's good to have the both of you back. Christ, you know it ain't easy. You know how hard it can be. The way things are going, they're gonna crucify me. The way things are going, they're gonna crucify me.
For that.
Well,
because you came out before it, that's all right.
Stars, but without it, life is wasted time.
Parents strongly cautioned. The following may contain some material that many parents would not find suitable for children and may include intense violence, sexual situations, coarse language, and suggestive dialogue.
It's going to have impacts beyond what you would ordinarily conclude.
Bob Angel and Detox Manchin on 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you. beside me, head in my clenching tight. Many miles to go before we see the light. Every night.
Cast Irons, 91.5 WMFO. This song is called Road. What a great one. What a great EP they have put out called The Longest Night. It's now available. Excuse me. Anyway, Road, The Longest Night. Cast Irons were here yesterday. They played in Studio A. You know, we had, like I said, we had all our studios fired up yesterday. Man, did they sound good. The whole thing just was a tremendous effort. Thank you. And everyone who, you know, I just sort of hung out and got in the way. Ate free bagels. But, yeah, so they did a great job yesterday. Lovely, lovely stuff. Cast Irons. Bebop Deluxe before that from their Drastic Plastic album in 1978. We heard Panic in the World. I remember playing Bebop Deluxe on when I first started college radio. WVUM. Voice of the University of Miami, still in action, and they actually got a lot of power now. We barely covered the campus back when I was on there, but now they're like a big station down there. Stone Temple Pilots did Vaseline from Purple. That was 1994. From 1986, it was Steve Winwood with Higher Love from his Back in the High Life album. The Beatles, The Ballad of John and Yoko, we did Take 7. From you can find that on the new Abbey Road remix. So I guess it's sort of new music. because we never heard it before. And, you know, we were just so attuned back in the day that the Beatles just couldn't stand each other. They hated each other. Everything was uncomfortable. And then you hear all these outtakes of them having an absolute blast. And that was just John and Paul in the studio, all by themselves, having a great time putting the song about John and Yoko together. So I think what we heard all those times were, you know, they were just blown out of proportion. And, anyway, Beatles, the new Abbey Road, I highly recommend. And then we threw in Tiny Tim, Tiptoe Through the Tulips, just because I had a conversation with one of the musicians yesterday. And we, you know, we're racking our brains about, you know, Tiny Tim getting married. How many people remember Tiny Tim got married on the Johnny Carson show? 40 million people tuned in to see Tiny Tim marry Miss Vicky. And, you know, you're talking about 11:30 at night. And Johnny had a 90-minute show back then. And I'm sure they saved a lot of the nuptials for well into the show. So, and they people stayed up to watch that. Yes, we were weird. 11:29. So are you. 11:29, it's Detox Mansion. Welcome to Visiting Hours. You know, loads of new stuff on the way. If you have requests, by all means, go to the Facebook page and jump in on there. You can call me if you want. If I knew the number, I'd tell you. It's, oh, there it is, 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. There you go. All right, so here we go. We have a lot of rain today. It's just a miserable day. I was hoping it would hold off because I, you know, I like to walk in the morning, but I didn't. I definitely rode in this morning because it's just windy and rainy and cold and blah. It's one of those days, so you might as well just stay in and crank up the tunes and, you know, have a mimosa or two. Tonight, more rain, ending late overnight, lower around 52 degrees, and then cloudy tomorrow, high around 57 or so. Currently, on the campus of Tufts University, we do have 50 degrees.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So, what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Miss Vicky! Anyway, it's 11:31. Hey, let's have some fun, shall we? Yeah, so Michael Kiwanuka has a new album coming out next Friday. It's just called Kiwanuka, and he's actually put out a few singles off it. I thought I'd take this one and run with it. So we'll have fun with this. This is called Hero. Brand new, Michael Kiwanuka, 91.5 WMFO.
Love you.
You're listening to Detox Mansion with Bob Angel.
Says who?
Polls. I just told you I answered your question.
Okay. Which polls?
All of them.
On 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Says who?
Yeah.
91.5 WMFO, brand new, Coldplay. Orphans is the name of the song. It's just a single right now. They have an album due out at the end of November. I don't have a title for it. So there you go, Coldplay. And Chris Martin was complaining about not getting a fair shake from people. So, and I'm kind of like on the fence about Coldplay. I don't know. It's just some of it I like and a lot of it I really don't. That's all right. You know, the Orphan seems all right. All right, we may play that one again. Blitz and Trapper before that, and the title track from All Across This Land that came out in 2015. We heard our heroes, and apparently we had some heroes last night and this morning over in Syria. Apparently the leader of... Because it came from the mouth of Donald Trump, I take it with a grain of salt because who knows if he's ever telling the truth. But apparently, the leader of ISIS was killed. He says things like ISIS is 100% gone, and then he said what? Then we went in and killed. So how could they be 100% gone if we had to go in and kill the leader of ISIS? So I don't believe anything he says. Whether it's true or not, but we're going to give it. So that was my thought on heroes anyway. David Bowie, the title track from the album, the 1977 album, a 2017 remaster. Foo Fighters did My Hero from the Color and the Shape. That was 1997. And Hero from Michael Kiwanuka. His album is due next Friday, November 1st, just called Kiwanuka. So there you go. That's there. It's at 11:54. It's Detox Mansion. I'm Bob Angel. So nice to have you with us. We have medication time coming up in just a few minutes from now. But we have some more new music. Ringo Starr has an album. I thought I have to play. There's actually a couple songs on this album that I think are really good. Ringo is kind of a hit or miss kind of kind of guy. But if he's taking material from John Lennon, it's probably going to be all right. So let's listen to this covering. And he said he'd never heard Grow Old With Me. I had heard Grow Old With Me. It was on Milk and Honey. It was just a cassette tape that they just dubbed onto the record. Just a demo. But everybody had heard it, right? There's actually been other covers of it. But Ringo asked Paul to come in, so it's Ringo and Paul doing John Lennon's song, about as close to, and they had a picture of George there with them when they were doing it, so it was as close to the Beatles as you can get, I guess. Grow Old With Me, Ringo Starr, brand new, 91.5 WMFO.
Grow old along with me. The best is yet to be. When our time has come, we will be as one. God bless our love. grow old along with me. Two branches of one tree face the setting sun.
I've gone cold, and the part of me is missing where the rivers used to flow. Hey, mother, I know you must be sad see that things are happening. I'll fix it if I can.